The negative is the equivalent of the composer's score, and the print, the performance, Ansel Adams.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Welcome back to another episode of Through My Lens with I, Clay, and a special guest,
Devin Stapleton,
who is a photography friend of mine. We're sort of, we have a social media network between the two of us. it's called text. It's old school.
Yes. Text, phone calls.
Exactly. You basically are new to photography. Now, if people want to listen to you discussing sort of your entrance into photography, they could go listen to an episode of Shutter Time with Sid and Mac. Well, it's Shutter Time now, right? Just Shutter Time.
Yeah, I believe it is just Shutter Time show. Right.
And that's episode 223.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are new to photography and you do love the process of creating, but you don't...
Yes.
You're not really a person who is interested in the social media aspect of it.
No, not at all.
it's so, you know, because I met you through, I think it was Twitter.
Yes.
Because I went on to Shutter Time and you heard the episode I was on, I believe, right? Is that how it went?
Yeah. Right. I learned of you through Shutter Time and started listening to Through My Lens and checking out your website.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, it wasn't actually my time on Twitter wasn't long.
No, it was. It was not. You know, the thing is that, like, There were a lot of people who were sort of chatting at me when I was on Shutter Time, and mm-hmm. your photography actually, like, grabbed me right away. It stood out to me, so I was like, "Huh, this is interesting." And then I saw that you weren't on there for long, you know. And then somehow, I don't know how we got into it, but I found out that you were new to photography, and I was like, "Wow, you know, that was amazing."
Oh well, thank you.
Yeah, it was good work. I mean, you remember there was a time where you and I think we were texting for I don't know how long. I was sort of interviewing you about sort
yes.
of figuring out if maybe you were going to come on the show or we were going to, you know, talk about your process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My feelings about photography and my personal goals with it.
Yes. Yes. Has your goals for photography, have they changed from that point, from when we spoke?
I don't really think my goals have changed. My direction has changed. Okay. I know before when we talked about it, it was then and still very is just, it's a very personal journey for me.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as trying to open myself back up to the world and people and all that, yeah, I'm more concerned anymore with just digging deeper in myself and trying to understand me a bit more through mm-hmm. my photography.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, most photographers are sort of egotistical beings. Would you disagree or agree?
I would not disagree.
Yeah, it's really.
I don't think
it's a sport of egos, right? You have to have a bit of an ego to be able to say, hey, "Here's my stuff," and have at it. You know, shove it down someone's throat and say, "This is my work. Enjoy it."
Yep, this is it. This is my work. There's a lot of throwing around and shoving down throats out there, especially in social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Which I think is primarily why I stay away from it.
Okay. Your significant others, are they on social media, or is it like the whole family doesn't really engage in it?
No, my wife knows social media whatsoever.
Mm.
I think at one point she had a Facebook for about 2 weeks, and I was like, done.
Okay, so it's not just you. Like, it's not really something that enters the whole household, I guess, to a certain degree.
I mean, my kids, I can't really hardly call them kids anymore. One's 20, the other one's 23.
Uh-huh.
But they still have their stuff, but mm-hmm. it doesn't, as far as my little world and my wife's little world, yeah, no social media.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that you do share your work, because you share it with me, You share it with your wife?
Yes.
You share it with you. I know you used to share it with Mac, right? At Shutter Time.
Yeah, yeah. I still do from time to time when I get something. We have our own little social media thing, the same way you and I do.
Yeah,
text, phone calls, the occasional email, if you can believe that.
The email that still exists. Okay, but that's cool. What about Sid?
I guess I never hear from Sid. I've emailed her a couple times, but we never got a chance to exchange information before
before she took her break.
Before I escaped from social media.
Oh, okay. And so I guess you guys both took a break. You took a break for good, and she took a break for some time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What sort of things drive you? Like, I know right now you're sort of kind of trying to, from what I understand, you're sort of reevaluating what you want to shoot, right? Or how you want to shoot.
It's almost in a constant state of figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seriously, what I would call seriously, working on photography for about 2.5-3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to figure out how to say this. I don't really know what I'm doing with it yet.
Does it feed your soul while you're doing it?
It does, very much so.
Okay.
Feeds me my creative side. Just kind of opens up my mind. When I'm out there walking around and I have my camera, it's like everything else falls away.
Mm.
It's just me and what I'm seeing and looking. I guess, I'm sure you've heard it said elsewhere and written. It's almost very meditative for me.
Yes. Yeah, it is the same for me, and so I totally understand that. Yeah, have you heard the last episode of MVP with Devon?
Yes, Why We Shoot.
Yeah, Why We Shoot.
Yeah,
has that given you some sort of pause in thinking about the whys going forward? Or?
I actually thought about that quite a bit on my drive home the other day.
Oh, wow.
And because that was, honestly, that was the first one I pulled up and listened to.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I guess my why is why I shoot what I shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess visually I'm attracted to things that either cause me to feel something or will mirror something in me that I'm already feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
But as you've seen from my work, that can be anything from landscapes or architectural to what little bit of portraiture I've done so far.
Mm-hmm. And that's something I know that you're wanting to explore more, right? The whole portraiture aspects of photography.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is always black and white something that I know that you do a lot of black and white. I know you shared work with me that wasn't black and white, but your website is all black and white.
Yes.
Is a black and white speaks to you on a deeper level than color, or is conveys your message better?
I guess for me, the black and white, it seems less noisy.
Okay.
Not in the picture quality kind of noisy, but less noisy as far as much going on in a particular frame.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of focuses everything down onto, takes the color out of it and focuses everything down on the subject and the environment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do have some stuff with color, but in those, it's color is the subject for me in those particular pictures.
Okay, yeah, like the city, your city pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, let me tell the listeners, go to dmstapleton.com. You could watch the website while you're listening to the show.
Yeah, I watched the website. I don't think it's changed since I put it up back in May or June.
Hey, listen, you know what? You did it.
That's true. I did. I did exactly what I said I would do.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, my website has not changed that much either. I just put up, I think, one picture of my Amsterdam trip. I need to sort of incorporate sort of a workflow, like Devon said, that includes output to the website rather than thinking about Instagram or Flickr or anything like that, because really I think this feeds my soul more than all the likes that you get on Instagram.
Yeah, Just the thought of Instagram or Twitter or Facebook feeding my soul, that just hurts just to think about it.
Yeah. I do get it a little bit. You know, I was thinking about, do you know much about Vivian Mayer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what are your thoughts on her? So for people who don't know, you know, Vivian Mayer was a nanny who shot, I mean, she shot decades as a nanny, and there's a lot of work that is very artistically pleasing, professionally pleasing, aesthetically pleasing, and she never published any of it. Now, we don't know if she ever tried to publish it and it just didn't work out, but while she was alive, none of it was published. And when she passed away, pretty much all of her life's work is out there being exploited by everyone else but her family. Because we don't know who her family is. She was very, very much isolated.
Yeah, so. I like your choice of exploited in that.
Right. So what do you think? Because, like, I know sometimes I think about you in that way, where you're like, you want to create, but you don't need the world to see it. I mean, am I miscalculating? Am I doing a disservice by what I'm saying?
No, I don't think so. But okay. I have no qualms about showing my work. I don't think social media is a good place to show something. I don't think it's a good place for people to connect with artwork.
Okay.
Now, by that, I'm not by any means saying what I do is artwork, but I'm just saying in
general.
But
it is. It is.
Oh,
I'll say.
Thank
it.
You.
Go ahead.
It's social media to me just seems very superficial.
For the most part, it is. There are connections. There are connections that you can definitely form. Like you and I. I mean, social media.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, like this would never have happened if social media didn't exist.
Exactly.
Right.
But it's as far as, I mean, looking at, say, a Monet online is a completely different experience than standing in front of one.
100% agree. Yeah.
And being able to see the colors, the textures, the depth, which all gets washed away online.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that about any form of artwork, it's diminished when it's not looked at in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do agree. But the thing is that we don't have the usual exhibits for them. I mean, way too many photographers for that to happen.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So in a way, it is definitely diminished. But if you can somehow, I guess, get people interested, and this doesn't happen because for the most part, people online are only out to get you to notice them rather than engaging with each other and noticing each other. It's almost like it's almost all about broadcasting rather than sort of exchanging. It happens with a few people, but for the most part, it's all about broadcasting what you're doing next. Not you, but
as a brand.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I bringing up Vivian Mayer, what would you feel if somehow your stuff was put out there? And I'm not saying after you fast. I'm not saying after you fast, but if somehow your work was put out there on a website and put out by someone else, I'm pretty sure that you doing it yourself, you're not interested in doing that. Like social media, I mean, not your website, but social media.
Right.
Someone else doing it, I mean, that would probably just be the end of you wanting to put anything else out there.
Yes. That it would. And I honestly even struggle with the idea of having my website up there.
Really?
It's just, yeah. And that's like right now, I paid for it for a year, and in May the domain expires, and I'm probably not going to renew it.
Really? What if listeners of the show reach out to you via? I guess they'll have to tell me to tell you.
Oh no, my contact information's on there.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yep. Yeah, they can contact me directly, but it's just
it's not doing it.
It's not doing it. It's literally doing nothing for me. Mm. It's like I sent you that picture yet, that text yesterday. Mm. I went to the printer, picked up a print, and just looked at it, and it's like, wow, I really, really love going and picking up prints of work that I've done.
And that print was a print of Gabrielle 1, right, on your website?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had it printed up as a birthday present for her.
That's nice. Very nice. You gave it to her already?
Yeah. Yeah, her birthday was actually Tuesday, and of course I was out of town, came back in, and already had it sitting at the printers waiting for me to go get it.
Nice.
And then it is not easy to find a 16 by 16 frame.
Oh.
It's already pre-made.
Yeah. And she appreciated it?
Oh, yes. Yes, she loved it.
So she probably doesn't get many physical prints of herself.
No, that's actually what brought Carrie and I to thinking about getting it for her, was the fact that she's 21. She has grown up in a time when everything is digital, and aside from her driver's license, probably doesn't even own a physical picture of herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very thoughtful and beautiful gift.
Oh,
beautiful
thank gift. You.
Yeah,
just glad she enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's cool. She's hanging it in the house, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, she took it home and hung it up last night.
Nice. That's very cool. Yeah, that's something that I have really wanted to delve more into is printing out work. I'm waiting for Devon to make the picture, the video, so I can use my printer. Yeah.
That's something I'm looking forward to investing in is my own printer and figuring out all that. And
how much does you said 16 by 16?
Yeah.
How much did that cost minus your, well, including a frame, I guess?
Well, let's see, the 16 by 16, well, I actually got it. It was a 12 by 12 print.
Okay. And you matted
it. And then, my printer does matting packages. Mm-hmm. And the 16 by 16 print with the matting package on, I think it was Epson Cold Press Archival, was 24 and change.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess if you were to do multiples, he'd probably give you a cut, no? I would imagine.
Yeah.
That's really good. In some ways, it's kind of like, if someone is that good at printing, it's almost like, you might as well just let them print it instead of spending the money on a printer.
That's kind of where I'm leaning at is, I mean, printer ink's not cheap.
Right.
And especially photo pigment is definitely not cheap.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And trust me, I have one here. It's
printing,
not.
Yeah, and if you're printing 12 by 18s or 13 by 19s on a regular basis, that's a lot of money.
It is.
And depending on the printer you get, you almost have to print on a regular basis just to keep the heads from clogging up.
Exactly. Yep. I'm pretty sure mine, I have a HP here. I'm pretty sure it's clogged. I haven't used it in a couple of years. Let's just assume it is.
Yeah, because I think so far that's the smallest print I've had done was a 12 by 12. Mm. I think everything else in the house is 12 by 18, 13 by 19. I've got a 20 by 30, and I've got some other ones I want to get printed up that will be probably 12 by 18 as well. Mm. And it's just what I want to do is sit down with my printer or the guy that does my printing and kind of get a workflow going between us on how I can do some soft proofing
for his actual hardware.
Yes. Okay. So I can see how it's going to look coming off of his printer before I send the file to him.
Okay. Are you using, you were testing Capture One Pro, but you're not using that now, right?
No. I started off on Lightroom because
that's
the first
does.
Thing that pops up when you. And I just did not like the way it worked fine. All the sliders worked fine. I'm just not a big fan. I didn't like the way it stored files and the architecture of that. Plus, then I absolutely hated the subscription model.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You shoot mostly Fuji for your digital, right?
Yes.
So I don't know how it is for you, but my Fuji files came out looking horrendous, especially when I finally got into Capture One Pro. And I saw what the Fuji files could look like. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, wow. Like, why am I even bothering with Lightroom anymore? And that's what made me drop it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I work on, well, I was working on a very old, very cheap laptop.
Mm.
So I probably wasn't getting the best file previews on my monitor anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So all I know is once I moved to On1, I enjoyed as much as you can enjoy editing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it much more than I did on Adobe.
Yeah. That's very important. I mean, for people who are new and getting into photography, and you know, everyone always says shoot raw. If you do start shooting raw and you have to edit, if it's not enjoyable, you're not going to do it.
It's exactly.
You're just going to fill up your hard drive. So that is a very important aspect of photography, is having fun while actually doing it. You know, not just the clicking mm-hmm. of the shutter, but actually optimizing those files to look how you intended them to look.
Yep.
If that process is tedious, forget about it. You're not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way I was with Lightroom. It got to the point where I wouldn't even load it up.
Yeah.
And I just let pictures sit there because I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Right, right. Hmm. So what would you say to people who are sort of thinking like you and feeling like they have to be out there in social media and but doing it only because of peer pressure? You know, do you just tell them bail on it, let it, you know, leave one picture up and go and, you know, do your website? Or,
well, this is a tough one. All right, so,
well, you're doing it, right?
Yeah, make sure I'm understanding, but they're on social media.
Yes.
Because they feel they have to be.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, one, don't do anything you feel you have to do to appease someone else. I guess that's first and foremost. Just do what feels right to you.
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy social media, get off of it. That plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And if you have made friends on there, like I did with you, Clay, and with Mac,
mm-hmm.
be upfront with them. Say, hey, listen, I'm leaving this. You want to exchange phone numbers or email addresses, text back and forth. If you haven't been a creeper, chances are it's going to work out for you. But yeah, I guess the biggest thing is just follow what it is that makes you happy with doing your photography.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's it. It's yours.
Yeah.
It's nobody else's. If you want to share it, share it. I wish there was a way in social media you could just get rid of, I don't know.
The followers?
Yeah. Yeah, the followers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the I guess, imposed need to feel like you have to get followers.
Yeah, yeah. It's tough. I mean, because I think it's like I don't feel like I'm forced to be there, but all of the things that I do, like the podcasts multiple. I mean, how many podcasts do I have? You know, like,
six that I know of.
Yes, and there's always another one brewing somewhere.
Yeah,
for some reason, like I mean, I guess I could do a newsletter, which a lot of people are. I mean, newsletters are coming back now, which it's just really interesting. Have you actually ever thought about doing that?
No. for the same, honestly, for the same reason that I keep coming up with these ideas of things to do to my website, mm-hmm. and I keep throwing those ideas in the trash. it's just anything else I add into the mix, whether it be a newsletter, start blogging on my website, putting up like little travel galleries, which I thought of doing as far as, okay, this was today's shoot. Here's some of my best stuff from there and what I was thinking in the process and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All that does is take time away from me actually shooting.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And that's what I'm in it to do,
yeah.
is to shoot pictures,
yeah.
and to print them and hang them on my walls and gift them to people and everything else.
So you would say your ultimate goal as an output is the print is your ultimate goal. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So print in your mind is king.
Print in my mind is it's what a photograph is meant to be.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't see sculptors exhibiting digital sculptures or painters. Yeah. It needs, to me, a photograph needs to be physical.
Okay.
You need to hold it. You need to be able to look at it, to step back away from it and take it all in, or get your nose right up to the glass and look at those minute details. Mm-hmm. It's, to me, until it's printed, I don't feel like it's finished.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. You know, I'm working my way there. I mean, I love the print. I love watching, holding a print. I love watching art, you know, hung on the wall. But you know, once digital, so photography, I came into photography because of painting, right? And for me, the final output for my photography was a painting. So I totally get what you're saying, that the print is the final output. Because really, I was sort of stepping past the print, going to something that I created from that physical product. There are so many folders in my catalog that have work that need to be printed. And whenever I do print them, like it is next level. It feels so good to actually see it in a print. So I do get what you're saying.
It is your vision, mm-hmm. and your creativity manifest.
Yeah.
Made physical.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything better than that.
Yeah. But this is a minority view, though. You would agree, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because the majority of photographers now are pretty much creating work for the screen size of your phone or an iPad, not even a computer mm-hmm. anymore.
Yeah. It's just my opinion, but that is a waste.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be a waste on multiple levels if we ever have a crisis where power goes away.
Yep. Yes, and the power goes away, internet goes down, mm-hmm. it's done.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the part that makes me nervous about not printing out as much of my work as I do now. Because, I mean, really, the only time I print work out are probably for someone's birthday or for anniversaries, and that's pretty much about it.
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
I would love to just open up my catalog, open up the website to my printer, and just shove a good 2 dozen in there that I know I want to print, mm-hmm. and just get them done. Mm-hmm. But there's that whole thing about wall space.
Yeah, that is true.
You only have so much.
True.
But I do think I am going to start printing more wall space, be damned, and just get me one of those nice flat file systems to where I can keep them, and I can pull them out and look at them, or just know that they're there.
Yeah, that's so true. In photography, what is it? I know that you're going to be trying to shoot more people, right? Is that really what speaks to you most now, or what is
no,
it that speaks
no,
to
I'm,
most to
you? It, as, like I said earlier, it's just with whatever moves me. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time walking around downtown Mobile or some of the larger cities I end up being around to work in. And I do have a couple people local that are more than willing to come out with me and walk with me and allow me to photograph them. Mm-hmm. And I do think I would like to work on that some more. But as far as being moved to do it, it just all depends on the mood I'm in that given day.
Yeah.
Whether I feel like going into the city or going down to one of the state parks and just taking pictures of sand dunes or driftwood, mm-hmm. or, well, like I said, back in the city, trying not to get arrested for being in an abandoned building.
You know how badly I want to do that? I don't have any abandoned buildings that are near me that I could enter. I mean, when I was in Amsterdam, there were a couple, but I'm like, you know what? I can't risk it in Europe.
I don't remember if I told you about that one I found a few weeks ago in Mobile. Mm-mm. But it's an old, from what I could tell from the inside, it looked like an old abandoned department store.
Oh, okay.
from maybe like one of the old Montgomery wards from like back in the 50s or 60s. And the plywood was pulled off of one of the front glass sections and the glass was missing. So I was like, okay, I'm not breaking and entering. It's just trespassing. And just got to looking around and just some incredible opportunities for pictures. Didn't have a tripod with me. Kicked the ISO up to 3200 just to try and keep some of the grain down, but the shutter speed was way low,
Okay.
and I didn't get anything that wasn't a bit blurry. So made plans on going back the next time I was home. Well, they had replaced the
Oh,
plywood.
really?
Walked all around that building twice trying to figure out a way to get back in.
Wow.
But then found another one that I'd always thought was locked, but ended up not being. Got in there, poked around. I don't know. Did I send you any pictures from that one?
You sent
Like
me
one of the
one a
mannequins
while
or any?
ago.
Okay, with mannequins or anything like that in it?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. All right. Might have to send you that one.
Oh, so that wasn't
Just
that was an abandoned store department store as well then.
I'm not sure what it was. It was probably a store at one point, but it looked like there had been, because it actually still had power in it.
Oh,
And it
wow.
looked like people had been in there recently, almost like they were trying to do some kind of art installation in there.
Oh, okay.
Because there were different things set up and some spotlights here and there. But
Do you watch the you watch Doctor Who?
no.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, weren't you worried with the
Well,
mannequins?
mannequins are creepy anywhere you go,
Oh, that
not just.
is very true. So creepy.
Yeah, especially when you poke your head around a corner and all you see is a pile of mannequins
Oh
sitting
gosh,
there
I would
in
have
just
backed out so quick.
pieces.
Oh, that would have been me like bailing. I'm like, never mind. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm looking here. I don't think you sent me those. No.
While we're talking, I can multitask a little bit on my phone, I think.
So I guess you're gonna be going back to that place.
Yes. Yeah, I would actually love to take Gabrielle back there, because in the upstairs, I do believe there is a perfect spot for just some portraiture. It's they had some fluorescence on upstairs, just old fluorescent fixtures.
That were actually
But
on?
yeah, like I said, this place still had power.
So is it always on?
I don't know. I
That's
guess
weird.
I'll
I guess when you
find
go
out
back.
when I go back. But no, it's just this beautiful corner of an open loft upstairs, brick walls, and just some good light or window light
Windows, yeah.
coming through an old set of windows.
It's the best
And I
kind
just that's
of light, isn't it?
yeah, the minute I saw it, I was like, yep, I just need a bar stool right there, her sitting on it, and I can just work around her 360 degrees and take my time.
Nice.
So hopefully next time I'm home, I'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Have any sort of advice for, you're what, 3 years into this now, about give or take?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Any advice for people who are just now getting into photography? Anything that you wish you knew when you first started?
Wow, that's.
Like, what would you tell 3 years ago you?
I wish I'd have stayed off the internet 3 years ago when I started. Because once you start looking up photography, you pull up everything that takes you away from the artistic side of it and all into the marketing and just 10 best this, 5 tips for that. That's, oh my God. It's to the point where I don't look at anything online related to photography unless I know a very specific place I want to go or a very specific person's work that I want to look at.
Okay. Any photographers that sort of excite you that you've recently discovered,
Trying to think.
or is it just sort of a genres, maybe a genre that is exciting you?
Usually it's I'll see an article somewhere or hear about someone. What I will occasionally do is just in a browser type in photography news and skim through the headlines looking for historical stuff as far as this photographer or that photographer. And I know you and I have talked about Saul Leiter in the past, and absolutely love that man's work.
It's phenomenal.
I wish I could feel as comfortable shooting in color the way he did.
Yeah. It, color was his absolute love language, wasn't it? I mean,
Oh, yes.
just brilliant
And
that.
just the depth and the richness of it.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to watch that Saul Leiter movie yet?
No, not yet. I want to desperately.
It's so good. I mean, like, I enjoyed it so much. It was so good. I think I got a free rental on Amazon for some. I forgot how I got it, but yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, I've got one for Google, a free rental for Google. I need to actually look and see if they've got it on their movies and TV site.
Yeah, because it's well worth watching.
I'll have to look into that, maybe see about watching it on my next trip out.
Yeah, the movie for the listeners is it's the In No Great Hurry, right? Was that what it was? Yeah, 13
Yeah, I
Lessons in
believe it is
Life. Yeah,
in No Great Hurry.
yep, that was it. In No Great Hurry, 13 Lessons in Life with Saul Leiter. So good.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I mean, very comfortable in his skin, this guy. And
Oh
wow.
yeah. Ush.
Yeah.
Wish.
Yeah. Right. Same.
Yeah.
Same.
But hey, that's my goal. Get to know me a little bit better.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Clay.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We chat like this all the time. So listeners, you got a peek into
Yes.
our text, and if we make phone calls, so
Yep. I fly on our respective walls.
yes. Exactly. All right, cool. So listeners, do definitely go check out his website. It's gonna be up for how many more months?
At least until the end of May.
Okay, up until the end of May at least. DMSTAPLETON. You were gonna do name it something else, weren't you? At some point, like DMC or something.
I had, let's see, it was D. McNeil Photography, and it originally started off as a joke between Mac and I, and I had actually bought the domain unsocial media. And I was gonna do that, but decided just to go with my initials and last name.
Not to brag, but the initials and last name, I like it. I mean, CW Daily,
It
it
works.
works.
It's very
Yeah.
to the point.
Exactly. So yes, listeners, just go check out dmstapleton.com. And yeah, I think, you know what? I'm gonna have you on to do a another when I do another episode of discussing a picture that you like, a photograph.
Okay.
We'll you choose one, and we'll do a recording on that, because I actually would like to hear your take on that.
All right.
You heard Daniel Alvarez on that discussing the picture he chose, right? That episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
So
forget, was Adario was the
yeah.
last name, wasn't
Yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll have to re-listen to that one, see what I'm in for.
It's basically it's whatever it is that speaks to you about that picture. So any
All
picture,
right.
it could be anyone who inspires you, and sort of delving into what it is that grabs you about a picture, about the artist perhaps, about the color in the picture, who knows, anything.
All right.
So
I
that's
will pull out some books and do some looking and find a picture
cool. So you guys hear that?
that
He promised Mac a website.
Well, this will be the second thing I promised you. I remember in that initial conversation we had, I had promised to come on your show at some point.
Oh yes. Well, you fulfilled that promise, so there we go.
Yes, I just keep talking myself into stuff. That's all right though.
That's cool. Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Cool. And listeners, you can go check out this website. Because that's his social media. So do go check it out, I should say. Not you can go. Do go check it out, because there's no Twitter or Instagram to go to. So definitely go to dmstapleton.com.
Thank you, Clay.
Thank you. Alrighty. Later. Ciao. I would like to thank the supporters of Through My Lens. That was Birdie Jones, Back For More Support, Inca, my mom, and Dick Daly, my brother. Truly happy that you are supporting me. And if you would like to support me, you dear listeners, you could also support me by going to cwdaily.com/support. That's cwdaily.com/support. Any donation is greatly appreciated. There's a 99 cent per month. I'd gladly accept that. Thank you so much. If you do decide to, and if you can't donate, you could always share the episodes far and wide with everyone. I really appreciate you. I thank you. And you will hear me in the next episode. Ciao. Tot later. All right, another episode of, I almost said Shutter Time. Let me start that over. You were on Shutter Time. This is not Shutter Time.
Yes. No.